Welcome to the Mixed Nuts Podcast. I'm your host, Corey. My lovely wife, Brenda. Where we discuss our journey in the swinger lifestyle. You can find us on all the major podcast platforms. Or head on over to MixedNuts.com to listen and subscribe. Now let's get into it. What's going on, babe? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Hanging in there.
Glad to be back.
Got some new gear, so we just testing it out. Finally got that Rodecaster. So
you're so excited.
Bear with us as we try to set up intros, outros, and special effects.
Yeah, I want the buttons where you can like hit them and they make funny sounds or something.
Yeah. It's a few samples in there. So
oh, is there? Okay.
I want to kind of get our own. We got to try and figure that out. So.
Yeah.
So, all right. Good to have it though. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about tonight, babe?
Well, I got a couple different things actually. This is kind of just going to be a hodgepodge of.
That's what it always is.
Well, you're right. A couple of months ago, or maybe it wasn't a couple months ago, maybe it was a month ago. I don't know. Time all is blending in at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Naughty in New Orleans pushed their dates back, and all hell broke loose in the swinger lifestyle because they moved the dates to where it fell on the same weekend as Splash Mocha.
Well, I think before you say all hell broke loose, we kind of got to break it down into what specific groups.
Okay, yeah,
you want all hell broke loose? So, for those that don't know. Splash Mocha is kind of like it is a hot wife interracial couple convention. So you have a lot of those in the swinger community, in the lifestyle community in general, that attend that event because that's their thing. But then you also have Naughty in New Orleans, and there's a group of Goodfellas that man the plus one room for those couples that want the primarily chocolate experience.
The BBC.
Yeah. So.
But with those two events, because we go to both of them, we see a lot of the same couples at both events. And with these couples, they're going to the events for different parts of the lifestyle.
Yeah. So whereas the Splash Mocha event would be primarily just for the woman.
No, I mean, I'm finding more and more it's for the man, too. The man gets off seeing the woman pleasure.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas I think for an event like Naughty in New Orleans,
It's more of a couple experience,
but they do have the plus one experience if that's what you want, but you might not want it all day, every day.
Yeah.
So
it's like they're, you know, go in there and get a quick fix or something. But it's not primarily, NIN is not primarily about
the plus about one the hot room. Wife.
Yeah, and the hot wife.
Interracial lifestyle, yeah.
So what happened was when Naughty in New Orleans changed the dates to the same date as Splash Mocha, for us it was an easy no-brainer. My company froze our PTO because of people, you know, canceling, rescheduling. So I was already off for the Friday for Mocha, but I couldn't take off Wednesday and Thursday that I would have needed to go to NIN. So for us, it was an easy.
It was an easy decision.
Yeah. Easy decision. But we got a lot of texts and emails and comments, you know, did you guys know about them changing the dates? Did you guys have any input? And no, we didn't. We don't know why they picked the dates that they did. I mean, ultimately, it worked out in the end because we just got notification that, unfortunately, Mocha canceled. But I don't think
NIN's too far behind, especially with, like you said earlier, that area becoming more of a hotspot again. So
yeah, and I think what I found interesting was you have couples that. Are in the lifestyle and go to these different events for different
reasons.
Different reasons, different adventures in the lifestyle. And so you have a couple that would normally be at Naughty in New Orleans and have a great time as a couple hanging out with other couple friends. And they're that same couple that goes to Mocha and gets their BBC on. And yeah. And so I like the negotiations. I would have loved to be on a fly on the wall to find out like how couples picked, which were they going to this or were they going to that?
But it didn't only affect couples. I mean, it affected a lot of the single guys that manned the plus one room at Naughty, because yeah. then they had that decision to make. Which event do I go to?
Yeah, and that's, and I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I was a single guy, I would have been to Mocha, because, I mean.
No doubt.
That is your shining moment is Mocha.
Yeah.
So whereas Nin, it's, you know, it's not.
We've heard stories about the plus one room. We haven't, you know, actually done anything in there, but we've heard stories.
Yeah. The plus one room doesn't do anything for me, so
yeah
I'm good.
Okay,
you can go hang out in there.
I'm good.
But yeah, so I just thought that was interesting to see like what kind of negotiations would come up between couples that had these two different
well, we actually know a couple in New York
that had
to go through this process. So
yes, yeah, and He thought it was going to be a battle, and his woman said no, you know, go do your guys trip, because he goes to Mocha and does like
guys thing. His boys.
So
that's his once a year guy trip. I need to have something like that.
If looks could kill right now, you get enough of your own time.
I get enough of my own time.
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
So then. What have we done recently?
Well, we did go to the eye candy party almost 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
At Secrets. Yes, we visited Secrets. Yeah, that was a crazy party.
It was.
That place was ridiculously packed.
It was a great party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we play?
You played. You played. Remember? I don't remember. How do you not remember? You were in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to tell y'all about that story.
So, okay. So, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I really like playing with couples. And I've kind of, I think we've done a lot of talking, a lot of, like, reorganizing our game plan in the lifestyle, I think.
Yeah, how we tackle couples.
And one of the things that I think that I have come to terms with is that the couple thing is not always going to be there for us just because of our dynamic.
Yeah.
So we went to the eye candy party, and we had talked about going into it.
Let me expand on why you think it's always been a challenge for us with couples. And the main reason from our perspective, tell us if we're, you know, incorrect, but the main reason from our perspective, well, from my perspective, since I'll let you have your perspective, but the main reason from my perspective is the majority of the time from the other couple, there's only one attractive partner. And not to say that's a deal breaker, because you've played with guys that I would think that you wouldn't play with.
Uh-huh.
Simply because you talk to them, they talk to you.
Yeah.
You built a rapport with one another.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, it wasn't about your outward physical appearance.
Yeah.
But more about you as a person.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is that I think what trips us up is, one, I really don't know what you want. Right. And you know, that's a man and woman thing, I guess. But, and then the next thing is, I just lost my train of thought, but I don't know what you want. And a lot of the times the couples that we might talk to, that's not where I want to go. The second part was, you're always interested in the physical first.
Who, me?
No, I'm talking about people in general.
Yeah.
You know, that's what pulls people in.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when I don't know what you want, what you're looking for from the other guy, I'll see a guy and I'll be like, I'm not really sure. Right. Not to say that I won't go talk to him if, you know, we just happen to run it, but it's not someone I'm seeking out.
Right.
So, and that's because I'm thinking that you might not be physically attracted to that person before I even think about going over to talk to that person.
Right. But then like we've in our discussions, like I've told you, you just have to point somebody out to me and I'll tell you like yes or no. Because I'm not in your head, so I can't figure out. Because there's been a couple of times lately where I'm like, I would be totally down to play with that husband. And you're like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, why not? And you're like, I have no fucking clue what your type is. And my type is all over the board. Like literally. Listen, thank you so much, like, for being my wingman this past weekend. Like, you did me a solid introducing me to that one guy that there is no way in hell I would have ever said hi to him. Because he, like, belonged on blacked porn or something. Like,
he's so sick.
So good looking out.
Yeah. No problem. Anytime. But back to the story, right? So Saturday during the day, I see this couple. I talked to the woman for, a brief second because she was in the cabana that we were all in. So Saturday was a blast during the day, during the eye candy party. Then that evening, we had a ridiculous time. I wasn't really even worried about playing because I had such a great time.
Uh-huh.
But then the couple I just mentioned, I seen them walking back to their room. And, you know, we got talking, kind of forgot what our conversation was about. She told me she was in room 107. Room 107 is going to be infamous here soon. So she didn't tell me that, you know, there was a group of people in the room, nothing, right? She just told me I'm in room 107, come see me, right? I was like, okay. Well, actually, she told me it was room 107, and I said, is that an invite? And she said, yeah, come see me. So I was like, okay.
And now, where I was going with my part of the story was that we had kind of set up on the way there that you could go off and play and do whatever you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go and dance and socialize. And so we had kind of already come to the agreement that playing separate was cool.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead. Finish.
So no, that was all. So you can go with your part of it.
So I didn't immediately follow them back to the room. I figured, you know, I let them get back to the room, get settled, whatever. And so I, you know, walked around the playrooms, you know, just I hadn't been in there since they redid it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so, I didn't go in there.
Yeah, so I went into the playroom, you know, just walked around real quick. And then after I was done in the playroom, I went to room 107. So let me set the stage. Knock on room 107. A guy opens the door, not the husband, which is fine. I peek in. Everybody in the room I've met. I mean, there were six couples in the room. One single guy and me. So before I even stepped in the room, I asked everybody, hey, is this okay? Initially, I didn't see the couple that invited me to this room. They were in the bathroom.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So initially, I walked in like, hey, is this okay? Everybody said yes. You know, people were already, you know, getting it in. The one other single guy, he was standing around.
And you knew, other than the couple that invited you to this room, you knew three people in this room. One couple and...
Well, we know two other couples and... Well, one other couple and the single guy. We know, right? Everybody else in the room I met that night.
Right.
Before I got to the room.
Right, right.
And, man, the ladies were hot. Like Instagram, literal Instagram models. Like 100,000 followers. So like crazy. Right. So I'm like, damn, they have an orgy. I might have an opportunity to play with these ladies. Right. Because they fine as hell. So eventually see the woman that invited me to the room. She motioned me over. We start talking. You know, I only got a robe on, so it's easy access to me. So she, you know, rubbing on me. And so we start to get it in. And, you know, I'm doing my thing. So I would say probably 15, maybe 20 minutes in that I have been in the room, the guy friend from the couple that we know was like,
"You're done playing at this point, though, right?"
No, I wasn't done playing. Oh. I was still playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were done playing.
No, no. Oh. Like me and her never got to finish playing. Like, I was interrupted. And it was like, hey, it's kind of like all couples. Oh. And I'm like, wait a minute. My boy right here, I can't, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I go talk to my wife, like, hey, you know, I'm in this room playing with this woman.
And they told you to come get me, right?
Yeah, they told me.
Yeah, they told me. Go get Brenda.
Yeah.
So now, mind you, Brenda is having a great time in the dungeon because they were doing like an after party thing in the dungeon. Mm-hmm. So we were all just kind of chilling, watching, having a great time, getting flogged, whatever, you know. And so here comes Puppy Dog Eyes Corey into the room. He's like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Okay, so the look in his face, I'm like, okay, he just broke a rule or something's about to go down, like, and he needs me. So we go outside, and you had said, hey, I'm in this room. I really want to go back in, but I need you to go back in with me. Can you go back in? And so you had met all of these people, but we kind of like divided and conquered.
Well, no, you met them too, but it was only like briefly.
Yeah, it was just like a hi, how are you kind of thing. And so, again, like these women were so beautiful. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do in this room? Like, are you bringing in the B team or some shit? But anyway, so at first I told you no, I didn't want to because I was having fun in the dungeon. But then I was like, we've also talked about through this whole COVID thing and coming out of it, telling each other more of what we want. So like, there's a lot of times where we get caught up in saying, I don't care if you want to, I don't care if you want to. And then next thing you know, we're doing something that neither one of us really want to do.
Yeah.
So we've made it a point that we're going to tell each other, I really don't want to do this, but if you want to do it, I'm okay with it. Or yeah, no, this is an absolute no. So working on being more, not truthful, because it's not that we weren't truthful, just being given a full story.
Being more direct.
Yeah, being more direct. Yeah. So I had told you I really didn't want to, but if you needed me to, I would go in for you. And you were like, yeah, I'd really appreciate it. So, okay, we walk to this room. Here's where I'm going to pick up the story.
Yeah, you go ahead, because I was completely oblivious.
Completely oblivious, right? We walk into this room. And the minute that our friend, the girl in the relationship of the couple that we knew, she opened the door and her look immediately was, oh, hey, shit, you actually did come back.
I had to come back anyway because I left my bag in the room.
Well, so anyways, so she walks in, you walk in and you're like, hey, how's it going? This is my wife, Brenda, I brought her back, blah, 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 you know. And as I walk in, and I think this is where we differ in the lifestyle, because as you walk in, all you were thinking was, I'm about to smash every one of these Instagram models. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the guys in the room, and the guy of the couple that we know was playing with some other woman, and as he's playing with her, he looks at the guy across the room in his eyes, and that guy looks at the Hulk that's standing next to me naked, and the Hulk, you go to sit down by the Hulk's, he literally looked like the fucking Hulk. You go down to sit by the Hulk's wife on the bed, and I had never seen Hulk move that fast before. Like, he made a beeline over to there, right? And so all these, I can only, if you're in a room with a group of friends and somebody comes in that you guys aren't comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in that situation.
Yeah, that is the eye movement that was like going off like what's those ping pong machine, ping pong balls, like
pinball machines.
Hey. That's what it was. Yes. That's what everybody's eyes were like in the room. You completely oblivious to everything but the vaginas, right? So I walk in and I go to sit down on the bed and I've just got this weird vibe going on now. Now, mind you, one thing we forgot to mention is you are the only black person in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. kind of that's important to the story because here's where that part comes into play. So the girlfriend of the couple that we know, like I no sooner sat down, she came over and kind of whispered in my ear. And you could tell she was like so not wanting to say this, but she was like, listen, the couple whose room it is, they really don't want anybody that they don't know in here. And so is it, and I was like, oh, that's fine. I've suddenly developed a stomach ache.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get why I got the initial, I mean, I know why I got the initial invite. She didn't tell me about the group. But once I got there and I asked, hey, is this okay? They all said yes, even the guys.
But maybe they didn't, I don't know. Maybe, maybe they weren't, so one part you left out is the fact that you smashed the shit out of the white chick and your exact words were like, oh yeah, all those women were looking at her like when every time she was screaming. Like, so you can't be the only black guy in a room and lay the pipe down good because then you get kicked out of the room.
I hope it was just that. And I hope it wasn't something else.
See, and I tend to flock to interracial couples because that's like my safe zone. Yeah. I kind of feel like, because in those situations, when we walk into a room and you're the only black guy, I go in, this is going to sound stupid, but I go into protective mode and I'm more worried about making sure I know what all the white guys are thinking in the room while you're fucking their wives, as opposed to being blindsided by some, you know, big ass Hulk guy who's pissed because you're sitting down next to his wife. So yeah, I wanted to bring that story up because I think there was there. So the next day, our friend, the guy of the relationship that we know, reached out and said that it was just nothing more than they were uncomfortable with a couple that came in before, so they kind of wanted to stop letting random people in, and he had told them that we were friends of theirs, but they still just really didn't. And you know, that very well could be because with them having so many Instagram followers, they might be paranoid, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But you mentioned something interesting. So he did reach out to us and told us about, you know, I guess there was another couple that came in before I got there. I'm wondering if it's a couple that told me they're in room 107.
I know. That's what that's what I was thinking. I was wondering if that was the couple that they all, like, started the snowball, or maybe, I don't know. I don't want to believe it was because you were the only black guy in the room, and once the women saw the size of your dick, there was no going back. But but there's just a part of me that always feels like whenever we walk into a room, I'm counting heads in case shit goes down.
No, like, trust me, I'm kind of paranoid about certain things. I mean, there's a certain way I approach women, and then there's like a certain way, like if it's gonna go down. Like, I need to be assured, you know, I don't ask them this, but I need to be assured that this is okay because.
But why wouldn't you ask that?
I mean, I ask that, but I, like, really need to know because in the back of my mind, I'm still a black man. So.
Right.
And I'm playing with this white woman.
Right.
So I don't want to be in, I find myself thinking that I don't want to be in a position where that woman's saying I raped her. Or assaulted her.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, wait, what? You know, so.
Yeah.
So that's something that's always in the back of my mind when I'm playing with somebody.
I've never thought about it from that perspective. I've thought of it as, like, the husband seeing your dick and how pleased his woman is getting. And now all of a sudden he's pissed off and then starting a fight in the room with you and I'm not in there.
Yeah. But not only that, not even just a fight, but I mean, that was a group situation, but if there was even just like a one-on-one or I'm playing with a couple.
Yeah.
And the husband, you know, he said he was fine.
Right.
He was good with this. But then he's jealous.
Yeah.
You know, he's mad at his wife for enjoying it. And next thing you know,
I've never thought about it from that point of view.
They go home and who knows what happens, but next thing you know, the wife is saying I assaulted her.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I can see where that would be something you would always think.
That would be a crazy ass movie, wouldn't it? No, but that's in the back of my head because growing up, you don't understand how many times that happened to athletes. Not that I knew, but you would always hear those type of stories.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, what? So
yeah, I understand. I don't know in the swinger world if
I don't think there's anything that's similar. I mean, I don't know. We just got into this. We're still not newlyweds, but we young in this. So I know.
It we never cease to be surprised at what we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was my thought process on that. So
yeah, I do think you need to do more of, because you're kind of like, you go to the woman and you start up a conversation with the woman. And I think you need to stop that. I think you need to.
I don't always go to the woman.
But I think you never need to go to the woman. I think you always need to go to the man first. And then, because you have to remember.
No, I think you're seeing something that I don't actually do. Because I introduce myself to both parties when I see a couple. To both parties. And I always introduce myself to him first.
Okay.
If he's around.
Okay.
If he's around, I always introduce myself to him first.
Okay.
Now, the further communication might occur with his wife while he's standing there, but I always introduce myself to the guy first.
Okay, that makes me feel better. I'm probably usually on the dance floor when you're doing that.
No, you're just not paying attention. And then I gotta be like, hey, this is my wife, Brenda. So.
I pay attention, whatever. But, which that kind of brings us. I told you we were just going to ramble on this podcast.
Sorry.
That kind of brings us into a
funny. We got new equipment. We got to, you know, test it out. Get it through its paces.
That brings us to the crazy unicorn story from this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was funny.
That shit. Hey.
So here's another.
I'm gonna let Brenda go ahead and take this one. Right.
So here's another little tidbit of what we've done through this whole COVID thing is we're really trying to kind of iron out some kinks, right? And not kinks, that's the wrong word.
That's good.
Iron out some issues.
Yeah.
And so things are smoother in 2021. When we finally get to party. But so anyways, one of the things that we had talked about was I kind of take a step back and let you introduce us to people. I don't know why outside of the lifestyle, I'm such an extrovert. Inside the lifestyle, my friend quota is filled. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't want the rejection. So I just don't want to meet anybody.
He's so silly.
I know, right? So I send you off to meet people. And if you don't get rejected, then okay, good. There's one less thing I have to go through.
Yeah. So there was this woman that I ran into Friday after we got the secrets.
Oh, that's right.
Right? I'm just saying, black woman, you know, decent. You know, she's okay. So I actually met her because she was bending down in front of me, opening her bag up so security could check it before she went into the pool area. And she was like, oh, look at you, getting a good view, ain't you? I'm like, yeah, definitely. So, you know, we never, like, formally introduced ourselves after that. So, Saturday, we land in a cabana, and she comes over to the next cabana because she's talking to a couple she knows, I guess. So I said, hey, babe, I'm going to go say hi to this woman, right?
Because you had said, in the things that we had talked about, you had said, like, you wanted me to be, like, more engaging and talking to couples and and not just, like, a bump on the log.
Yeah.
So so we're in the cabana, and you, of course, are going off to do your butterflyisms, my social butterfly, and you're like, hey, babe, there's two women over there I haven't met yet. I'm going to go introduce myself. And we've got a cabana. So I'm like, cool, knock yourself out. I'll be right here.
Yeah. So, you know, I go over and introduce myself. And
woo!
Man, was that a mistake.
It's like a, like, what was that? Unicorn-nado instead of Shark-nado?
I'm sitting there like, damn, I was just bumped into you the day before. You don't remember me? Like, I was like, oh, shit.
So she turned around with the quickness. I don't even know what because I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, I just went over, introduced myself, said, hi, how you doing? My name's Corey. She's immediately like, where's your wife? Because I need to understand that you got permission from her to come over here and talk to me. I'm like, damn. She came over to say hi.
She said, you send the wife to fish. You do not fish. Women run this inside these walls. I will not talk to you because there's a level of respect. And man, I'm like,
Pitbull went off. I hopped over like I was one of them little small dogs.
You did. Man, you came running back.
I was wounded animal.
You came running back to the cabana.
Like, no.
Save me, honey. Save me. So I got to be honest with you. Her aggressiveness, her rudeness was an instant turnoff for me, to where it was hard for me not to smart off to her.
Yeah.
Because she was instantly obnoxiously rude. And so I said, I'm right here. He completely said he was going to before he got up. It's completely fine. Yeah. And she came over wagging her finger, and she was like, no. Because a lot of times men go off and do the fishing, and it's not really something that their wife wants to do. It's what they want to do. And the whole time in my head, all I'm thinking about is, see, motherfucker, this is why I don't want to talk to people, because now I'm stuck here listening to some chick tell me about rules that don't apply to me. Like, like, keep your butterfly
not only that
adventures to yourself. Yeah,
she might have had some, and I'm finding this, I mean, everybody got issues, right? But I'm finding this more and more with these unicorns have issues.
Yes.
So she had, you know, I guess she broke up recently. Well, I don't know how recent it was, but she told us, you know, she had a bad breakup. She's not going to tell us.
She calmed down and realized that her attitude was not getting her anywhere.
It was uncalled for.
It's so uncalled for.
And so, but yeah, she came back over. She apologized. And we had a nice little conversation that we didn't really want.
she said she
was like, I had a bad breakup, I'm not gonna go into it, but then proceeded to go into it. We were like, damn, didn't you just say you weren't going into it?
All the while I'm thinking, thanks, Corey, thanks a lot, glad we're mingling. but then she like kept going on and on about like I needed to do the fishing. I don't want to fish. I'm good. I send him out to fish. I'm fine. Like, I don't know what this whole fishing shit is, but no.
No, we appreciate that she, you know, she's all about following the etiquette of the lifestyle when it pertains to unicorns.
Yes.
You know, so
I mean, we appreciated that. I appreciated that.
But the way she attacked me when I was just asking, saying hi and what's her name, that's uncalled for.
Yeah, and even if it was something where it was like a respect thing, she could have very easily said the same thing with a different attitude.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't talk to men if they're with a woman, so are you married? Is your woman here? I'd like to say hi to her first, and then we can carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
There's just no need for it. And I think here, we're so spoiled that we actually have good unicorn friends and good single guy friends that we just don't have time for the bullshit. Like, no, fly your little unicorn ass over to the next cabana. We're good. Like we actually know unicorns that have been in this lifestyle for.
Remember the unicorns, the stuff we heard about the unicorn from the eye candy party?
No, what?
When we were walking with.
Don't say names.
I'm trying to think of who they are, but we were walking with a couple and we stopped by a room, and it's a single guy that we always see there. We should say hi to him sometime. White guy, glasses. I think his name was.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, there was unicorns that got in a fight.
And had the cops called, and
yeah,
she was charging up this dude's tab, and
yeah,
that was like, whoa, dude.
yeah. See, we don't like I guess
we've been lucky,
right? But we also don't seek out unicorns. Probably not because you don't want to. Because
you got that right.
I know, right? I'm not. I'm bi-situational, so
yeah.
A threesome is not something that
that appeals to you from some random woman. You have to have known her for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So we don't, like, seek out unicorns like some people do, because some people act like they are magical, and I'm like, keep it up. They're gonna be magic right over your wallet, which in that one guy's case.
Yeah, it happened.
Happened. So, but yeah.
Yeah, this woman, she barked at me. I scurried back home.
She gave me her phone number for me to hang out with her. I was like, how the fuck do I get the phone number
to get the phone number.
Yeah, you're right. But I didn't want the phone number, but I took it because at this point, I just wanted to do whatever she wanted so she could move on to the next cabana.
Yeah.
Like, go, be free, don't come back. So anyways,
yeah,
so those were our two kind of stories from when we got out.
Eventful weekends, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
But now we're
can't forget, we were at Secrets this past weekend because we had friends come down from out of state. So
yes,
and we hung out with them and had a great time.
They did.
Hadn't seen them since then last year.
Yeah, and we've been planning this since, like, when? February?
Yep, February.
Yeah, and so it kind of sucked because Florida went back into.
It did. I mean, like, we got there Friday. The middle of the day, the day before, COVID cases had almost hit 10,000 in a day for Florida. So the governor, like, shut down all the bars.
I mean, like, was it the day before?
No, it was the day of.
The day of, yeah. It was, I mean, it literally was like, shit was changing.
Yeah. So, of course, there was a huge gathering of people from various groups that came to celebrate birthdays and meet the people from pineapple parties and all that stuff. So all the cabanas were pretty much full of people. I mean, it was a great turnout.
I felt bad for the workers because some of the people were assholes to them.
Yeah,
because
they were.
Unfortunately, they had to be strict about, like, the whole social distancing stuff. And,
so Secrets doesn't get shut down.
Yeah. And so I felt bad for the workers because some people were not. I think regulars probably would have understood more. But if you're coming up there, because everything in Miami is shut down. So now they're coming up to Central Florida.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. But
so. Yeah, our friends came down, and we made the best of it. I mean, we still had a good time, but, you know, Secrets closed the club, so there was no club for that whole weekend.
The dungeon.
The dungeon was closed.
There's construction on the big pool side, so. Yeah.
So the little pool side was, you know, the dance floor area, and needless to say, there was really no, I guess some people dance in the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean. What can you do?
It is.
Yeah, it is what it is. We made the best of it.
The next pandemic, we're going to have all this shit organized.
We had a great time with our friends, you know, just hung out the whole weekend, swapped stories. And
one thing that they kept saying, because I kept telling them, I was like, you got to come next year or the year after when everything's normal again. And one thing that they kept saying was how lucky we are that we have something like Secrets, like Caliente, like all these other clubs just all around us.
Yeah.
So
we appreciate you guys coming down. Can't wait to see you again.
And then lastly, this story just kind of broke in the last couple of days, so I kind of wanted to touch on it. Do we got time?
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Babe.
So Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
It's been long rumored that they're swingers, have an open relationship, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So then the story broke a couple of days ago. That I don't know who it is. So what was the name?
August Alsina.
He's a singer or a rapper?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Okay.
Kind of both.
Oh, okay. So. I listen to the 80s station, so. Yeah. But apparently she had a not a fair because it
was. Well, it's not apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because yeah. We don't know how true it is.
Right. So allegedly she had this relationship with this rapper, this singer guy.
Yeah.
And apparently he discussed it with her and Will gave his blessing and was completely fine with it. They're moving from marriage to life partners or something like that is what the article said. And so he understood that he was now in a relationship with Jada. I don't know where it went sour or anything. I didn't read enough of the article. Yeah. I was just so shocked that he was saying something like,
yeah, like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, no open-minded
couple,
lifestyle related couple is going to, they're not going to be able to trust you with that kind of information, especially if they're high profile.
Right.
Moving forward, like, why would you even talk about it?
And you don't even, he doesn't even know what kind of connections he has that are in the lifestyle that will completely shut him out.
Well, that he had the one connection allegedly. So,
well, yeah. So yeah. Definitely. Like I immediately posted on Facebook, like, call me Jada. I know plenty of single guys and a married one that will keep their mouth shut.
You're so silly.
And it's funny because everybody was commenting. One lady from the Texas group that we met, she was like, heck, I know women and men that will keep their mouth shut. And so I was thinking, maybe it's not true that they're in the lifestyle, because if they were, she would have a plethora of men that know the etiquette. Why would she go outside of it? Unless maybe she
couldn't find what she wanted.
But then, like, how would, so bringing like a vanilla guy into this whole thing, like, you have to sit down and talk to them about, and then I just don't understand.
They might be lifestyle light. They might be able to like date and fuck other people in the industry.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So the people in the industry might not be lifestyle that she, you know, that she may be, you know, having relations with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the entertainment industry, most times you're swinging, you just don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I just found it so interesting that you would have a relationship with somebody that would end up going to the media.
Yeah.
In this situation, when I'm sure there's so many men out there that would have done the same for her and known their place and kept their mouth shut and enjoyed the ride a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you parted mutually, then keep your mouth shut still.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting. So I'd really like to hear everybody's thoughts on that one, because yeah. I know like one of our friends that's in charge of a large single guy group, he was like, yeah, we've got plenty of people that she could hook up with that'll keep their mouth shut. But yeah, so that's kind of all I wanted to. I just wanted to do a podcast. We haven't done one in so long and it feels so good. Like it's kind of like our date time.
Yeah.
So
I gotta tell you, I didn't really want to do another one until I got this new piece of kit.
Is that why you've been putting it off?
That's why I've been putting it off.
Oh my God, you've been getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Every night he's like, you want to do a podcast? Not tonight. I'm like, well then it's about to be the mixed nut.
No, because you know, I really wanted it, especially after we did the podcast with ASN.
Uh-huh.
And he had one and I was like, damn, okay, I'm getting one of those. And it just took a little while to find it. So everybody was sold out, man. I was like, and I'm going to have to take this one back because output 2 don't work. So, like, damn.
So we got to use it for one podcast.
Exactly.
Well, we're going back to the old equipment then for the next one.
No. We ain't going to go that far. I'm going to have them send me another one before they get this one back. So. But yeah, we're going to end it there. We appreciate you guys for listening, taking the time to listen. We haven't been on air in, well, we just released the podcast, but that was done back in April.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't done back in April. It was done.
It's May.
Yeah, the last weekend of May. And so we just posted that a couple days ago, but yeah, we just hadn't been around. So we appreciate you guys sticking with us and listening.
Unless you want to hear sexy stories of me vacuuming, there's not really much to talk about.
So yeah, baby, you want to go ahead and give all the social media info?
You can find us on Twitter, Mixed Nuts. You can find us on Instagram, Mixed Nuts 19. Both of them, 2 X's, 2 Z's. Yeah, and our website.
Yeah, mixednuts.com, baby. Listen and subscribe. So once again, we want to thank you. Mixed Nuts are back. I'm Corey.
And I'm Brenda.
Peace.